Hamlet and his mother.
Now, mother, what's the matter?
Hamlet, thou hast thy father much offended.
Mother, you have my father much offended.
Come, come, you answer with an idle tongue.
Go, go, you question with a wicked tongue.
Why? How now, Hamlet?
What's the matter now?
Have you forgot me?
No, by the rood, not so. You are the queen, your husband's brother's wife. And, with it were not so, you are my mother.
Nay then, I'll set those to you that can speak.
Come, come and sit you down. You shall not budge. You go not till I set you up a glass, where you may see the inmost part of you.
What wilt thou do? Thou wilt not murder me? Help, help, ho! What have I done that thou darest wag thy tongue in noise so rude against me?
Such an act that blurs the grace and blush of modesty, calls virtue hypocrite, takes off the rose from the fair forehead of an innocent love, and sets a blister there, makes marriage vows as false as this oaths. Oh, such a deed as from the body of contraction plucks the very soul, and sweet religion makes a rhapsody of words. Heaven's face doth glow, yea, this solidity and compound mass, with tristful visage, as against a doom, is thought sick at the act.
O Hamlet, speak no more. Thou turn'st mine eyes into my very soul, and there I see such black and grained spots as will not leave their tinct.
Nay, but to live in the rank sweat of an inseamed bed, stewed in corruption, honeying and making love over the nasty sty.
Oh, speak to me no more. These words like daggers enter in mine ears. No more, sweet Hamlet.
A murderer and a villain, a slave that is not 20th part the tithe of your precedent lord, a vice of kings, a cup purse of the empire and the rule, that from a shelf the precious diadem stole and put it in his pocket.
No more.